This will be rather lengthy reading. Well, y'all know how bad I read. The book of Ruth, the first chapter. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went sojourned into the country of Moab, and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his son's wife was Naomi, and the name of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephronites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and then she was left to her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab, and the name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years, and Mahlon and Chilion died, and both of them and the women was left of her two sons and her husband. And then she arose her daughters-in-law that she might return into the country of Moab, for she had heard the country of Moab, how the Lord had visited his people, giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters and law with her. And they went on the way and returned unto the land of Judah. And Naomi and her two daughter-in-laws go and return each to her mother's house. Naomi said unto her two daughter-in-laws, go and return to your mother's house, and the Lord deal kindly with you, and ye have dealt with the dead with me. And the Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. And then kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wailed. And then they said unto her, surely will we return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters, and why will you go with me? And are yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband, also tonight should also bear sons. And would ye tarry for them until they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? My daughters, for it giveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lift up their voice and wept, and again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people, unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or return from falling after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou livest, lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. And the Lord do unto me, and more also, if aught be death, part thee and me. And when she saw that she was steadfast minded to go with her, then she left her, left speaking unto her. So they two went until they came into Bethlehem. And it came to pass when they were come to Bethlehem that all the city moved about them. And they said unto Naomi, and she said unto them, call me not Naomi, because the Lord have called me Mara, because for the Almighty have dealt bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord have brought me home again empty. And then call ye me Naomi. See, the Lord have testified against me, and the Almighty have afflicted me. And so Naomi returned Ruth and the Moabites, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab and came to Bethlehem, beginning about the barley harvest. harvest. And we find here how the Naomi and her husband Elimelech went there to Moab because there was a famine. And Bethlehem, Judah, and Elimelech died. And then their sons took daughters of those of the Moabites, and they died. And after about 10 years, they was going to Naomi had heard how the famine was gone in Bethlehem, and how she was ready to return then to Bethlehem, and how Orpah and Ruth wanted to return with her. But it seemed that Orpah got just a little discouraged, and she was real quick to turn and go back home. But what my thought is today, and y'all stay with me a little while, that we might endure and not quit. That's what my thought is. Ruth, it says she was steadfast minded. I want you to know, I have no idea when she got saved, but if you've never been saved, you've got to be steadfast minded. You've got to be willing to go through whatever you must go through to be saved. And if she was already saved, I don't know. She said, your God will be my God, and I'll die where you die. But this woman was not aiming to quit. She would not give up. And I want you to know, today we're living in a time where everybody is willing to quit and ready to quit. Everybody wants to quit everything. Everybody gets offended at everything. And I want you to know, they're real quick to give up. I know what that's like. I quit one time. Only thing I quit a few things I needed to quit. But listen, the only thing I regret quitting was school. I mentioned that a few weeks ago, and I ain't been able to get away from this. To how everybody today is just willing to quit. I want you to know just as soon, I want you to know the Bible will back this up. As soon as you get offended a little bit by the Word of God, you're ready to quit as a church member. I want you to know you will get a little upset about something the preacher will preach, or something that might be said that's the truth, and it'll offend you, and you're ready to quit and give up. I want you to know how Orpah, I don't find where she was ever mentioned anymore after this, but in the book of Ruth, you'll find that she's in the lineage of Jesus Christ, because she would not give up. She was steadfast minded. She wasn't going to turn back. Don't turn back. There's nowhere else to turn to. I want you to know, I have to remind myself of this pretty often. Listen over here. I want to go here to 1 Thessalonians and the first chapter, and I know it's late. Listen, but God laid this on my heart. He gave me something last week that I had to preach, and I've heard fruit of it since. I want you to know, He's given me something this week once again that I've got to preach, and I believe there'll be fruit of it. And I don't want to go home whooped. 2 Thessalonians 1:4. So that we ourselves glory in you, in the churches of God, for your patience and faith, in your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. And that simply means don't give up. Don't quit. It's to suffer with. Go through what you're going through. I want you to know, honey, we have been going through some things, but we're to endure those things. We're to go through them. And Paul said, we're praying for you that the trouble and the persecution you're going through, that you endure it. I want you to know, the Bible says, those who endure to the end shall be saved. And I want you to know, I believe it just like it says it. Because if you ain't ever truly been saved, you will not endure to the end. That's the truth. You'll turn back. And I want you to know, you'll go back and follow as a hog to his watering place, or a dog to its vomit. I want you to realize, I believe it just like it's saying. So listen to me. I want us to go over here. I told you about one that wouldn't give up. Ruth would not give up. She was steadfast. She was going to go. She was going to follow after Naomi, because she had seen something in her, even through all the trouble. This woman, Ruth, had lost her husband. She had lost her daddy-in-law. I want you to know, they went through all kinds of trouble there in Moab. But even through all that, she saw there was something to God. And she wasn't going to turn back and go back to following something that wasn't true. John chapter 6. And it said Jesus had told him, unless you take of my body, eat of my body, and drink of my blood, you'll have no part with me. And I want you to know they didn't understand that. He was talking about a spiritual means. I want you to know I've took a part of his body. I've took a part of his blood. His body is in my body. His blood is in my veins. Jesus said when he knew himself, his disciples murmured at it and said unto them, do this offend you? And what if ye shall see the Son of Man ascending and where he was before? Is the Spirit that quicketh the flesh profit nothing? That's what he's talking about, spiritual things, not physical things. And the words that I spake unto you, that they are spirit and they are life, but they are some of you that believe not. Listen, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore I said unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given to him of my Father. Nobody can come to him except he draw them. But he said, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? And Simon Peter answered him, Lord, and whom shall we go that thou hast the words of eternal life? We believe that and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of a living God. He said, there's many of you that ain't believed. I want you to know from the beginning, only the ones that truly believe will endure to the end. Those that hadn't believed, he knew who they were. And they were going to turn away. You know why they turned away? Because they went out from them, because they never was part of them. I want you to realize today, if you've truly been saved, you may go out in the world a while. But honey, you'll come back. If you've truly been saved, you will endure until the end. They said, where will we go, Lord? That's what Ruth was saying to Naomi. Where am I going to go? Go back out to those false gods? Go back out to where nobody truly loves me? To where I can't serve the Lord? Where do you want me to go, mother-in-law? And she looked at her as a mom. She wanted to follow after her. Why? Because she was following after God. Ophrah was quick. She just kissed her. In the Old Testament, that's what they done. They kissed them, and that was a sign of goodbye. She kissed her, and you know what Judas done to the Lord? He kissed him, didn't he? The biggest quitter ever was. You know why he was a quitter? Because he never was one of them. The Bible says he was a devil from the beginning. He couldn't endure to the end. Hey, what? Those who endure to the end will be saved, brother and sister. There ain't no other place to go. You say, well, if I quit, I'll still be saved. I want to tell you something. If you quit and never serve him again, you better be doing some inventory and make sure you're saved. There ain't no place to quit. What did Jesus say about those that was cast on a stony ground? We'll go over and read that, and I'm going to try to be done. I'm sorry. I didn't want, you know, if you leave mad today, I apologize. I apologize if you're mad. I won't apologize for following the Lord. And these are likewise which were sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive with gladness. You'd think, well, these people got saved, wouldn't you? There's a lot of people hear it, and they think they can just simply receive Christ. And I believe you got to receive the word. But listen, I believe you need to receive the gospel. I believe that. It needs to get down in your heart. But have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. And afterward, when affliction and persecution arises, for the word's sake, immediately are offended. What did Jesus ask them? Are you offended? Does this offend you? Now, if somebody gets their feelings hurt just a little bit, they'll quit their job. Have you ever seen people? I grew up in a time, if you got a job, you was blessed. If you got a job, and I was taught, you don't quit your job, because you quit your job, the next place may not hire you. Now everybody, please don't get your feelings hurt, but I'm just going to tell you the truth. There's coming a time that's coming to quit. If you get a job, you'll be blessed. And that's coming a time and coming quick. If you keep swapping jobs all the time, you will not be able to find one. Because they'll tell you they don't believe you're going to keep your job. Listen, quit being a quitter. Listen, people today, they'll quit their jobs. They'll quit church. Preachers quit preaching. They take over the plow a little while and they let go. And they find out it ain't what they thought it'd be. It's a little harder than they thought. They quit. As soon as things go bad in your marriage, you quit. Have you ever seen a time like that? Honey, I've seen it. Things get just a little tough, and first thing, well, let's just get divorced. That's why everybody looks at it anymore, just quit. Listen, it ain't that simple. Where are you going to go? I wish we had some more people that are just a little more stubborn and wasn't willing to quit. I wish we had some people that was more like Ruth, was steadfastly minded, that just wasn't willing to just say, I give up, I quit. Tell me who that's going to help. You tell me. Where are they going to see your light when you quit? She lost her husband, the man she loved. She lost her dad-in-law. Her mother-in-law was broke. She went back saying, don't call me Naomi no more. That meant joyful. You just call me Mara. It meant sour, bitter. She gets there. It was the time of the harvest. She goes out and gleans in the field. And God sends somebody named Boaz. And I believe it was just like when Joseph saw Rachel at the well. I believe it was love at first sight. I believe Boaz saw that woman. I believe his eyes just lit up. He went in there and he said, y'all make sure she's took care of. And he said, you let her glean, and even from the good stuff. And he said, every once in a while, y'all drop a few behind you. He loved that woman. And there was a near kinsman closer to him. And he done. And he said, I can't take you until we go through this. But he went through everything the right way. And he was able to marry that woman. And then that woman, you'll find in the lineage of Christ. Because she would not quit. She would not give up. Don't quit. Don't give up. If he's your God, serve him. Be like Ruth. Don't be like Ophrah. She was never mentioned again. She went back to Moab and that was it. I don't find where the rest of those that turned and walked away from Jesus, I don't find none of them's names. They just give up. You know why they didn't? They give up? Because they never did have nothing. There never was one of them. And I'll say this. Even if you have got it, and you go out there and live in the world the rest of your life, and you die saved, who have you helped? Who have you helped? I hear people say, us Baptists, we get a reputation of, well, we get saved and just go out and do what we want to. I don't believe that. Right, I do not believe that. I believe those that are endure to the end are saved. Amen. That's what I believe. You know why I believe it? It's because what the Bible, that's what I just read to you. Amen. It's the truth. If you're truly saved, you're going to endure to the end. So if you want to quit something, quit quitting.
Quit leaving church upset. If it don't everything go your way. Quit giving up on God. He's there. He's not going to leave us, and he's not going to forsake us. Where else are we going to go? Be steadfast-minded. If you got a decent job God's provided you with, first I'd say that. Pray about your job. And if he gives you a job, and until he relieves you of that job, don't leave it. Before every couple I cancel, before I marry them, first I want to know if they've been saved. Next thing I want to know if they've prayed about it. And if God has told you to marry them, don't you give up. Don't quit. They might want to quit, but don't you quit. You just keep loving them. And I believe God will bring them back. I believe that. Don't quit. Don't give up. And if God's put you here, and if your pastor offends you every once in a while, well, guess what? Jesus offended them every once in a while. Don't walk out. Don't quit. Serve the Lord. Because if I'm your Lord, you got the wrong Lord. You don't have to agree with me on everything. You don't even always have to like me, but you should always love me, and I should always love you. Love will endure to the end. I hope somebody got something out of it. Don't be a quitter. Be like Ruth. Be steadfast-minded. And I pray that we'll press forward and keep going, because I want you to know that's what Paul prayed for them. He knew they was going through trouble and tribulation and persecution. And he said, I pray you'll endure to it. I pray you will endure. Don't quit. That's my message. I pray it helps you.